Looks like three services in a row is a bit much for everyone. So what we're going to do, since we have so much scripture to cover for Yom Kippur, I'm going to go ahead and start tonight giving some of the teaching, because we only got that one service for Yom Kippur. Well, it's a Shabbat, the Friday, Saturday. But it's not enough to cover everything that needs to be covered. It usually you take a week doing something every night, you can cover Yom Kippur completely, because there's a lot in it. So I'm going to go as far as I can tonight, and maybe in the morning do some more, and then by next Shabbat we should be getting close to wrapping it up. So this will be a real good start for us. I'm not picking y'all up in the back. What's that? Yep. All right. So this Yom Kippur is a very important, very valuable, and vital time of feast. This is a culmination of everything that we've been doing. Doing the Teshuvah, blowing of the trumpet, all of that culminates the results right here. This is the results that you have. Again, atonement is at one minute. It's when we finally get our sins atoned for. Now, I'm going to talk about this. Now, in faith, our sins have been atoned for. But in actuality, we're waiting. Now, what Christ did for us, he paid it in full, and our sins are forgiven. But the moment I walk into sin, what floods back in? Everything just floods. That's how it seems like you get ran over by a truck. Because the moment you walk in, all of that just comes like the dam bust open. But once this atonement happens, that's over with. It's incredible what would have happened during that day. Yet we see in Scripture that Yeshua paid it in full. But by faith, we have to trust that, and we have to live our life. We still live in our life, and that's why we have days that we're doing so good. And in days, we just get smashed in the face. And we don't know why. It's because we're still living this out by faith. Our sins, that's why we have to make sure that we're in the right place at the right time, doing the right season. These are appointed seasons. They're appointed times that God said, on this particular day, I'm going to atone for you. It's going to be final. And then we can truly say that we've been saved. That's why we have to be ready. Remember the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins? The five foolish didn't keep enough oil in their lamp. The oil, again, keeping oil in our lamp is making sure that we're up to date in Torah reading and studying and praying, and we actively living that life out. We're keeping our oil in the lamp. We're making sure that we're looking more like Yeshua, more like him every day, more doing more of the things that he requires of us. Because what happens, everybody's going to get tired. Everybody. The Bible says they all slept. Not just five of them, they all slept. And while they're sleeping, the bridegroom, he decided this is it. The father said, go get them. And so when he comes, the alarm goes off, the trumpet sounds, and then you have to be ready. And so this space of time that we have leading up to Yom Kippur, I want you to think about it, how valuable it is that as we finishing up going through our 40 days of Teshuvah, you see how it's kind of laying itself out, following along with it, the importance of us understanding the value of what happened for all of us. And I'm going to probably, maybe we probably, we're going to show a video. This video, I believe, really is an encouraging video pertaining to a Day of Atonement. Maybe we'll do that on a Friday. That Friday, next Friday. And this video is something that happened in 1982. In 1982, yet you don't hear anything about it. That's before we started this church. That's a long time. I was still in school. And there's this amazing discovery of something that happened in 82. And that and what it is, it shows you how if they're trying to hide information from the masses, they can. They can push it where only a few people, only the alert people will get it. And then because it's not pushed and a lot of people not pushing it, even the ones who get it, forget it. Because it's not on the minds of everyone. And what happens, then it's like it never happened. Once you forget it, it's like it never happened. And God has a way of reminding us. He has a way of letting us know and reminding us how valuable His love is. So during the time that Jerusalem was going to be besieged, they were taken captivity. Before that, the prophet Jeremiah, he received a word from the Lord, and the Lord made sure that he gets the proper men to take the Ark of the Covenant and all the things that's in the most holy place and hide them. This is 600 years before Christ is crucified. How many know how important it is to respond to what God tells you to do? Because you never know. You never know what it's going to take in order for you to be ready. If God tells you to do something, no matter how hard it is, if you know it's God, you do it. Because you never know the importance of what that means. And so he took this stuff and he hid it. They went into these tunnels under Jerusalem, and we can see in the scripture where it says that these things would be established and they would stay there. So all that time it's hid. And then from the time Christ is crucified all the way to 1982 before it's discovered. Think about that. And when it was discovered, it appeared that for all this time, people were going to Jerusalem and going to these holy sites, like the crucifixion. They'll go to the place where the crucifixion is, and they'll say, you know, I was there where they have the crosses, where they crucified him. And the entire time, all this time that it's been happening, it's been the wrong place. Think about that. So there's been people who went there, and the emotions that they've received and the things that they felt while they were there, and then they'll find out that it wasn't even the place. And so this one guy, he had prayed and asked the Lord. He said, Lord, I want to make something of my life. And he was a physician's assistant. What he did, he was the guy that put people to sleep. during surgery. And so he had a fairly good job, and he could freelance his job no matter what. They always needed somebody that could, you know, administer that particular thing with surgeries all over the United States. But he had been praying and asking the Lord. He said, I want to have something meaningful in my life. What? And so he